I thank the Lord tonight for his blessings, and I ask you for your prayers. The Lord help me to give what the Lord give me on this. We'd like to turn to Hebrews 12 and 1. We want to focus on that first verse there. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We want to talk about laying aside weights in our life. And I believe the Lord is mainly talking about spiritual weights. God is interested in us not carrying so many heavy burdens. He wants us to lay aside the weights. Over here in Matthew, a familiar scripture here, and it says 11 and 28. We want to read this again. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to talk about the yoke of Christ. The yoke of Christ is easy. The yoke, it says it in the word, and I believe it. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. We want to read some definitions of burden and light. A burden. We hear a lot of people say, I have burdens. We do have problems. We do have things. But you know, the Lord can help us to turn them and make them light in Christ. It's not in us, but it's in Christ. He is a blessed Redeemer, and he can carry our burdens. He did not create us to carry the heavy loads in life alone. When we yoke up with Christ, he helps us to carry those things. And he wants us to learn in life how to lay aside those weights. If we carry them, they can cause us to get sick. They can cause us to be so spiritually unrest and not be able to focus and do the things God wants us to do for him. And so the enemy tries to burden us down. He tries to give us so many and focus on those problems and those things. It says bringing in captivity every thought right to the obedience of Christ, bringing our mind in. But the enemy is against us. We're in a battle. So we need to know that a burden is something that is carried. Are you carrying something tonight that the Lord wants you to get rid of? Are you carrying a heavy load that the Lord would like to carry for you? And you might say, well, how can I do that? Lay aside that weight. Lay it on Christ. Lay it on him. He can help you. Something that is carried, emotionally difficult to bear. We're living in a world where people say, I'm upset. Emotionally, I cannot bear this any longer. You've heard things like, statements like this. Emotionally, you're carrying something so difficult, but if you learn how to cast it on the Lord said, lay aside every weight. Lay it on him. Be yoked up with Christ and let him carry your burden. He wants to help us in life. He wants to make it easy. I believe he wants us to enjoy our life. We heard some of that this morning, our brother Doug. It was a good message about live joyfully with your wife or husband. Enjoy your life. You don't have much left. Especially us older ones. We don't know how long, but life is coming down to the end for a lot of us that are older, especially. But, you know, it can happen to younger ones too. We don't know how much time we have. And we want to enjoy our life. We want to help other people. But if we're so burdened down with everything and all the problems, we can't focus on what God wants us to do for him. Because I think of a wounded soldier. A wounded soldier can't do very much because they're so wounded. But if you let the Lord heal you, then he can use you in his kingdom. He can take you and help you. But the enemy wants to oppress us, depress us, do everything he can to us. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Three, a burden is a source of great worry and stress. You know, worry, you know, if you're worrying, we've heard this statement, like if you're worrying, you're not trusting. And all of us have a tendency sometimes to start to worry and put it in, play it in our mind, and it can get us stressful. I was thinking about how some of us, I know we have at home, we don't use it all the time, but a blood pressure little machine that we use, take our blood pressure. But have you noticed, I know my sister's a nurse, and she says, now, you really need to sit there like 5 or 7 minutes or 10 minutes even and relax. You can take your blood pressure and it could be kind of high, but you sit there and relax and think about a waterfall. Think about sitting by the river somewhere and water just going along. Something pleasant in your mind. And you just relax, and then they take the blood pressure again and it's way down lower. So that shows you that the enemy wants us to get us stressed out, get us high blood pressure, get us all worked up, when if we would just cast our cares on the Lord and lay aside those weights. God wants us to lay aside. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what does light mean? Light means not being burdened by trouble. We all have trouble. I'm not trying to put us on a place that human beings don't have trouble. We all have trouble. But it says not being burdened by it. By somehow go and pray to the Lord. He said if you go into your closet and pray, he'll reward you openly. And he'll give you grace. I know my husband even said today, he had a good season of prayer. He said, I feel so good. I just feel so much better. You know, there's something about when you have a good season of prayer, it does make you feel better. You feel light. You feel... many people at the altar sometimes they come down to pray and they get up and they say, I feel light. I feel light because they've cast their burdens on the Lord and his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Another thing about light means not being burdened by trouble. Two is joyful and glad. I think about some of our songs like, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God. None in creation so happy as he, washed and redeemed in the wonderful blood. You know, if there's nothing else that we can think about, if we can just think about that, that we were saved by the blood of Christ, and how powerful that is, how wonderful that will help us to overcome everything in life. But you know that we sang a song, I don't know if it was tonight or this morning, I think it was tonight, I am a child of the King. You know, just to sing that and say, testify, I'm a child of the King. Why should I let the enemy do this to me? I'm a child of the King. And, you know, think about David in the Bible. He encouraged himself. Some people, they're waiting for someone to encourage them. I mean, sometimes I thought that too. Wish somebody would, you know, send me a card or do something for me. And I have got cards, nice cards. I don't mean that. But, I mean, you sometimes we're waiting for that. You're waiting for someone else to encourage you. When the Lord says, come to me, I'll encourage you. I'll strengthen you. Think about what I've done for you in your life. You know, there's something about human beings where we have a tendency to think about the problems and the troubles and all those things, and we have to pull our mind in and start thinking about counting your blessings. Count your blessings. Tell the devil, you know what, I've got some blessings. And I'm going to tell you my blessings. And when I get done and tell me all my blessings, there's nothing you can tell me that's sad. Because I'm so blessed by God. You know, and it says, three, enjoyable. Not being sad or depressed. The Lord wants to have us to have joy in life. I have a little cup at home. It says, choose joy. And I have it on a little picture too. Choose joy. Choose joy. And, you know, we have a choice in this. We can choose joy or we can choose sadness. We can choose to be happy or we can choose to be depressed. It's our choice. Nobody can make you depressed but yourself. Nobody can make you unhappy but yourself. But if you just give it to Jesus, and the Lord gave me that song, and I'll just read some of the words to it. But it says here, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said you would only see sunshine. He never said there would be no rain. He only promised us a heart full of singing. I think over there in Isaiah it says he'll give us a song in the night. How many times the Lord has given us a song and lifted us up out of that weight we had. And he said, lay aside every weight. We've got to learn how to do that. I was thinking about a yoke back in, especially the olden days, I guess they probably do still do it sometimes in some fields, but a yoke is a wooden cross piece fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to a plow or a cart. And this is for these oxen to share the load and pull together. It's like a harness. And this yoke that these animals have, they take the oxen, the leader, the ox, an older oxen that's like really, pulled a cart a long time. They know what they're doing. An older, seasoned oxen. And they put this ox with a younger ox to teach this ox how to do it. And they share and they pull together. I was thinking about that's the way when we're yoked with Christ. He's the older ox. He's everything. I mean, he's not an ox, you know what I mean. Jesus is our Savior. He is so wonderful, and we're yoked up with Christ. And we're like the little child or the younger person. We don't know what to do, but we're yoked up with him, and he's our leader, and Jesus will our leader be, and he leads us, he guides us, and he can pull and share that load together, and he can lead us to the right places, and it will not be hard in life if we learn how to lay aside these weights. A yoke, so Jesus says, in the Bible, a yoke of sin leads to death. If we have that kind of yoke of sin, it'll lead us to death. The yoke of sin. Think about the song that Brother Warner wrote, I believe. I will part with the old master. This is my firm resolve. And I'll boldly state my reason why we must now dissolve. The wages of sin is death. Death and bitter remorse. I found it so. His yoke is bitter. We don't want to be yoked up with the enemy because he just wants to destroy us. But when we get yoked up with Christ, he helps us through life. And though we, the saints, are not exempt from problems and troubles and sickness and the things that the world has, we're human and we have some of those things too. But we have a difference because Jesus is helping us. We're yoked up with Christ, and he answers our prayers, and he lifts us up, and he strengthens us, and we just don't even know how we go through some things, but God is just there, and he just helps us. So when we're yoked up with Jesus, he is good. He's loving. He's patient. So you want to be yoked up with Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:14. We want the Lord to help us to know how to cast our cares on him. And 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. There's a song in our song, but cast your cares upon the Lord. And if we're going to make it through life and be joyful, be happy, be what God wants us to be, we must learn how to lay aside our weights. And there's other weights, and we're talking mostly about spiritual weights. And you might think, well, what some come those weights? We mentioned some of them, not being happy, being sad, letting your troubles overcome you. I remember this one woman I read about the song, I Must Tell Jesus. She was having something really awful in her life. I don't know what it was. But when the pastor came to her door, she was just crying and crying. And he told her, you just need to tell Jesus. And anyway, after he talked to her and prayed with her, he went home and he wrote that song, I Must Tell Jesus All of My Troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. So, you know, I think is if I will ask him, he will help me, it says. Anyway, that song is so beautiful. But I Must Tell Jesus, 2 Corinthians 6:14. It says, "Be not ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" You know, there's something about saints, they just have a different thought. They don't want to be. It's not that we shun people. We love people that are unsaved. Jesus ate with sinners. But we can't be yoked up with them. We can't, because we live a different life. And so, you know, we just cannot be yoked up. It says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." So we cannot yoke up with them. We have to keep yoked up with Christ to please the Lord. And know the Lord can help us. And I know he will. He'll help us to know. No, I pray that God will help you get something out of this to help you tonight. Because I know that I'm not saying we don't have problems and things, but there's a way, I believe, that God wants to help us to cast them on the Lord and just be victorious and be what God wants us to be. I want to turn over to Galatians. I can get it here. If someone gets it before me, Galatians 5 and 1. You know, the Lord wants us to... I'm just trouble getting it. Galatians 5 and 1. Here it is. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." You know, Christians should be the happiest people on earth. And they are. They really are. But, you know, I heard the story, and I know we put prayer requests in, and we put sad things in, but we also rejoice of how God, we had a lot of Thanksgivings tonight, too. But I remember a story about a young girl. She went into a prayer meeting, and everybody was getting up, and they were all saying what the devil did to them and how sad they were and all their problems and how the devil did this and the devil did that. And she said, "Well, that's what Christian is. I don't want to go to that church." And so, see what I mean? We have to be lights in the world. We have to be happy and show forth the happiness. The people are hurting enough. They don't need us to tell them all our problems and troubles. And really, if you can tell it to Jesus and bear it, bear some things without, you know, I know we have confidants. We talk to them, our husband, and even... sometimes we can shelter. I know my husband told me one time, he said, "Lots of times, honey, when I came home from work, when he was busy building houses years ago, he said, I didn't tell you my problems. I didn't tell you." He told me some, but he said, "I didn't tell you a lot of them because I knew you had your work to do and I didn't want to burden you down with all those things." He said, "I just bore it myself." You know, and the same with wives. Sometimes we can bear a few things ourselves about the children. Maybe sometimes we need to share it. But, you know, we can help ourselves and we can work it out. Some things that we don't need to just burden him all down with everything. We know how to work with one another and how to share the load with one another and not to put too many burdens on one another and just make it light. I was reading one time, this is a little bit more of a temporal thing, but it was talking about housework, you know, especially, and my husband helps me, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes retired couples, after all years of working, and the wife helped him so much, you know, and then she has all of it to do, it seemed like, but the husband jumps in, and he takes some things over, and he helps her, and that's so good to work together like that. And it was saying that how that, you know, share the load so we don't burden each other too much. It's not right to burden our companion and let them do it all or do most of it. You know, there's some things that we enjoy doing around the house, and there's some things we might not enjoy as much. And maybe your companion doesn't mind doing that. Maybe they could do that. And, you know, it's just good to work together and share the load and not burden down. You know, it's just in the church and everywhere. We can share the loads and make it so it's not so burdened down. I was thinking about how Jesus, I want to read over here in Matthew 13:22, first, there's cares of this world that can trap us. It says, 13 of Matthew and 22, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And then it goes, but he that receives seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. But we want to think about this part where it says, he that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And we want to be fruitful in our life. And one thing, saints, we all have cares of this world. We're in the world. The Lord said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. So therefore, the devil's going to tempt us with the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. And the Lord said, this is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And so many times when you're tempted, you can put it under one of those categories. Oh, that's the pride of life. Or that's the lust of the flesh. And you can recognize what the enemy's doing to you if you just really think about it for a moment. And the enemy will try to get you on your weaknesses, to get you weighted down. He wants to get you weighted down. I know my husband and I, we talk a lot since he's retired and I am with him, that we want to work for the Lord. We want to do the things. We want to be with our families. We want to do what we can at the end of our lives. So we don't know how long we're going to have. But, you know, even now, a couple of times the enemy has tempted, like, of doing something, like moving somewhere, relaxing, you know, going a long, long, long vacation, and things like, you know, it's just not what maybe the Lord would want me to do that. You know what I'm trying to say? That we can't be just free completely and do what we want to do because we're yoked up with Christ. And we're working for the Lord. And we can't just go anywhere we want to go. We're retired and we think we can do this or that and finish the rest of our life in relaxation. That's not what God wants us to do. But you can be tempted with these things. Even in older people can get tempted with doing things and get out of the will of God. But the Lord, this would be a way to us spiritually. You know what I'm trying to say? The enemy, now, and I want to kind of bring it down. There's spiritual things. There's weights like unforgiveness. That's a weight. We want to get rid of that. We want to make sure we forgive everybody. And you know, we can't go to heaven if we don't forgive. He said, if you don't forgive others, I won't forgive you. And I'm not talking this. Sometimes I give illustrations. I'm not talking this about my husband, but I read this story a long time ago, and it touched my heart. Because this couple was going to get, they were having marriage troubles, and she wanted to forgive him. And she took a basin of water, and she got down and washed her husband's feet. And she cried, and she said, I love you, and I forgive you for everything you've done to me. And they got reconciled. You know, that was a beautiful thing, wasn't it? But even our brothers and sisters, sometimes something might come up, but we have to forgive them. And you know, the Lord wants us to be careful that we don't put weights on one another. If we talk, we don't talk kind to one another. And then that sister or brother might not say anything to you, but they have to go home and cry and pray that God will give them forgiveness. And they might never even tell you that you hurt them. But you see how important it is for us to put weights on our brothers and sisters and just say harsh things to them or be a trial to them. We've got to be careful because we want them to go to heaven. We don't want to give them a burden, a weight, lay aside every weight. You know, this is how the Lord wants his church, if we could just lay aside these weights. I was thinking about in the home. Now, I was reading about a lady that helped me to bring this out in the way that you understand. I know you understand me, but way the Lord would want me to bring it out. But I was reading a story because I'm kind of being in the house business years ago and stopping it, just, you know, it kind of just completely stopped except my own home. Then there's this in me that wants to look at what people are doing with houses. It's a natural thing, you know what I'm trying to say? But the Lord tempers it and he helps me to pull back in my mind and not, you know what I'm trying to say? And like, Like, for instance, I read about this lady that took an older home and she just remodeled it. And at the end of this, it was just terrible house. I mean, mice were running in it. It was just awful. She bought it and she turned it this beautiful little cottage house. It's not a big mansion or nothing, but it's just a beautiful little cottage house. And that just, I admire this lady. And I think, oh, I could do that. Maybe I could do that. And then the Lord said, no, no. And I'm not saying you can't do that. Please understand me, because sometimes people misunderstand ministers. I'm not saying that if the Lord lets you do that. But for me, he don't want me to do that, okay? Because lots of reasons. I'm a great grandmother. I'm a minister. I've got things on my plate. I do not need to be doing that, okay? Because you know why? I would be so burned down, and I'd have so many weights on my back trying to do all these other things. And, you know, my energy isn't what it used to be. I've got energy, dear ones. And I thank the Lord. I'm almost 70 years old, and God's blessed me with energy. But I'm telling you, Sister Connie, the energy is not like it used to be. I remember when I was quite younger, I could clean my whole house, go grocery shopping, and come home, and my energy was still going. I mean, if you tangle yourself up with these things, and like I admired this lady, and I was reading about her, and you know what I read the other day? She said, it wasn't easy. She said, I shed many tears. I was stressed out. She came out and told the other side of the story. It looked beautiful now, but she got herself into something. And you can look and think, oh, look at that beautiful cottage she made. But she was stressed out. She was burned. She had weights on her. This is what I'm trying to say. The devil can try to get you into things and weight you down so much you can't work for the Lord. You can't do what you're supposed to do because your energy's run out. And the Lord spoke to me. Now, this is for me, but I think I'll share it with you. They focus on your own home. Just focus on that. You know, if you got to do something, just focus on your own house. And don't think all these things. You know, you're like Brother Doug said this morning, our time is running out. We don't want to focus on so many cares of this world, even though they're legal. You know, it's not, you know, some saints could remodel a house. A young couple could do that. It could be legal to do. You know what I'm trying to say? But for me, it's not good for me. It's not good for me. So I got to learn, and you got to learn your life. What weights can you lay aside? Every one of us, I believe, no matter what age we are, we probably got some weights right now. I don't know what they are. I don't know your life. But if you really would ask the Lord, what weights could I get rid of? Maybe it's just, now I'm going to bring out some things. Be careful. You pray for me. But clutter is a weight to me. And I have some clutter. But if you walked in my house, you'd probably think, oh, it looks so nice and clean and everything. But you know, we all have some clutter that we could get rid of. And clutter makes you stressed. And clutter is a weight. And this is just, you know, I'm not trying to get into your personal business. I'm just trying to encourage you and strengthen you, because the less we get rid of these things as weighting us down, we don't, now papers and magazines and too many of them weight me down and they stress me. Now, maybe some people wouldn't, but sometimes I just have to go through my magazine racks, and I told my husband, I don't only need to order a couple decorating magazines like Cottage Journal, something like that. I don't need all these magazines. Because I have time to read them all anyway. And there's nothing wrong with reading them. But you get so many, you have to throw them away or give them away and donate them or do something with them. But dear ones, there must be some kind of weights that we can get rid of. And you'll say, that's a physical, that's not a spiritual thing. But yeah, in some ways it can hurt our spirituality. Because if we're so weighted down with cares of the world, and we can't focus on the spiritual things because we got so much clutter to get rid of. We got so much, and we don't have the time. And sometimes we cause our clutter. We cause the problems in our life by just not being diligent, by getting rid of them.
But anyway, just help us, Lord, to know how to lay aside these weights in our lives so we can focus and have more energy to work for you and do the things. We only have so much energy. You know, I really didn't think about so much about energy, but I was reading one time. Do you know it takes energy to talk? Do you know it takes energy to sing a song? Do you know it takes energy? We don't think about it, but we, as a human being, only have so much energy. And we pour our heart out in that energy to the Lord and the Lord's work. We only have so much. Especially as you get older, you only got so much. And so if we focus on so burdened down with all the cares of the world, we don't have much left to give to Jesus. Because we've just let all these weights, the Lord said, lay aside every weight. Spiritually first, we want to focus on anything in your soul, anything in your heart, anything in your mind that's cluttering you up, making you sad, making you depressed, your problems. Cast them on the Lord. Go in that secret closet of prayer and pray through. Pray through till you get rid of it. And then maybe reach out to the cares of your the things you have to take care of at home. Get rid of that extra weights around. But you know, there's this, and I'm not saying we gotta be, there's a thing about minimalist or less is more. But we don't want to go maybe that far. But what I'm saying, there is some kind of good in that. That I'm not saying we have to be like that. I don't think I'd ever be like that because I like candles and I like things, and I don't think I'd ever could be like that minimum. But at the same time, I think that the Lord is trying to direct me to let go of some extra weights. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That will help be easier for me to clean my home. Because maybe you have too much furniture, too much magazines, too much this and that, that you can't really clean like you want to. The Lord wants us to be clean. And the Lord wants us to be able so we can entertain people. You know, people say, I don't want them to come to my house because it's just not clean. Well, then get it clean so you can always be ready to entertain. But anyway, the Lord wants us to help us. I was thinking about, Jerry and I have talked about, I'm not saying, now please understand me, we had a boat for a while, but we didn't live at the lake, and the boat stayed in the driveway, and we had to take care of the boat, and the boat got old, and we had to pay insurance on the boat, and we never took it to the lake, maybe once or twice of the whole year, maybe not one summer, and we just, year after year, this boat was taking up room in the driveway, causing us to pay insurance. Deteriorating. Finally, Jerry and I says, honey, you got to sell this boat. It's a weight. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Some people have two cars, which, you know, I told Jerry many times, we could make it with one car if we ever had to, but he said, I like you having your car. But some people have three cars, four cars, five trucks, six trucks. They have more than they need, and they're paying insurance and gas and upkeep and this. To me, they've got too many weights. You see what I'm trying to say? These things affect us more than we realize. They really do. And the enemy is trying us. He tries to get us tempted with getting some material thing. And, you know, it's not always bad. Sometimes it's a good thing to get it. But let's pray about it. Let's make a choice. The Lord has kind of been talking to me like, oh, you can see these motorhomes. They're so gorgeous. And I'm not saying, if you have a motorhome, wonderful. If you can handle it, wonderful. But we thought about that. Well, if we had a motorhome, how much gas would it take? If we had a motorhome, where would we store it when we weren't using it? How many times a year would we really use it? You know, and then you get thinking about it, and then, no, all that would be is a big weight until we could sell it and we'd probably lose money on it. So what I'm trying to say is these weights the enemy tries to tempt us with, the cares of this life. And like I said, if you have a motorhome and it works for you, praise God. Maybe I'll ride in it someday, but it's not going to work for me. You see what I'm trying to say? I'm not against that. But let's weigh out what we do. Because the devil's always got a temptation there to put a heavy weight upon our back and give us a burden. He wants to give us a burden. Burdens that we can't bear. You know, may the Lord help us tonight to just help me, because God's been talking to me. This is where the Lord gives me messages, because he talks to me and tells me these things. Romans 12 and 18, you know, one of the burdens that we have sometimes is relationships. But it says here, blessed are the peacemakers. I'm not turning to that one, but 12 and 18 says, if it be possible. Now, there might be a situation in a relationship that wasn't possible. You tried everything to be friends, and they don't want to be friends. But you know what? If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, how much is in you to be a peacemaker? How much is in me? If we really want to be a peaceable, we can do it. A real saint ought to be a peacemaker. It said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. So I want to be a child of God. So I want to be a peacemaker, Lord. And it says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. You know, I should tell this, but in West Virginia, the Lord gave me that message. I believe the Lord wants me to tell this. Blessed are the peacemakers. And I didn't know exactly what I would be saying. And you know how it is. You pray to the Lord and you get your scriptures, but you don't really know exactly why the Lord gave you that message. But anyway, I just tried to do, this was quite a few years ago in West Virginia meeting. And afterwards, when I got through it, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. I found out the night before that the young men had a big pillow fight in the dorm. I mean, it got out of hand. And some of the teenagers were coming to me and they were saying, thank you, Sister Marsha, for preaching that message. But what I'm trying to say is, you see how the enemy works with people, good teenagers, to start a pillow fight that could be innocent and turn into hurt feelings and problems and things like that. So, you know, the enemy is working all the time. He said he's walking around seeking whom he may devour. And, you know, I thought about the scripture that I read there. It says, back in Hebrews a little bit, it says here that lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And I thought about that sin that would easily beset us. And then it troubled me, because I thought, could it be that if we let too many weights on us, or the wrong weight, it could take us away from God? I remember years ago when I helped Jerry in real estate, the Lord would only let me go so far in helping my husband. And the devil a couple times tempted me, and he said, you could go after this. You love it. You could just go after this. You could be one of the top realtors in Edmond. Devil said that to me. And I said, no, I can't do it, God. I can't do it. Please don't let me do it. Don't let me get tempted with that, because you've called me to be a minister. I can't get entangled in this too much. I'm entangled enough with helping him. And the Lord just let me. You've got to hold yourself back. Just got to hold yourself back. This is what I'm saying. I've learned that the enemy has tried to tempt me with weights in my life, and I've had to pull myself back, because I want to serve the Lord. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven, and I hope that this message will help somebody, because that's my desire, is just to help you somehow to lay aside these weights so you can be a really happy Christian. And, you know, God wants us to enjoy our life. Like Brother Doug preached this morning, we don't know how much more time we got left, but we want to put our whole heart in the service of the Lord, and our whole heart in being a peacemaker, and our whole heart of pleasing God and not making the wrong choices and not letting get too many weights on us. Pray for me that I'll please the Lord and make heaven my home.